You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is the plague at all a threat in the modern day?
No.
The Wire.
Two Aotearoa researchers are arguing that Indigenous knowledge and Western science need to be taught alongside one another. In a recently published paper in Science Journal titled Teach Indigenous Knowledge Alongside Science, Amanda Black, co-director of Bioprotection Aotearoa and professor at Lincoln University, and Jason Tylianakis, professor of ecology at University of Canterbury, are the two lead authors of the paper. They argue that while Indigenous knowledge and science are not interchangeable, they are equally as important to be taught in their own rights and are equally as important on a global scale when discussing climate policy. The paper also discusses the misinformed common attitude towards Indigenous knowledge as less valuable or inferior to Western science. I spoke to Amanda Black about the paper further. Could you outline the evidence found in your paper surrounding the benefits of pairing Indigenous knowledge with Western science?
Yeah. It's really around the conservation space. I mean, that's the space I work in, so I can't really talk to other disciplines that may have this as well. I know the health disciplines work quite closely with Māori communities and other Indigenous communities and have sought for co-design as well, as so their research can deliver impact. But it is around conservation and managing the environment space that we find this evidence that the merging of the two knowledge systems can actually have a greater impact for a few reasons, actually. One, you get the community on board and they feel that they can be heard and, you know, they can have a role in, or basically, you know, it's a partnership where they can have a say in how things are run. And it's all around about consenting, I guess. So they, a lot of the times we work on the land that is Māori, I guess, managed, but also it doesn't matter if it isn't. Anyway, they are Indigenous, and so you always seek to have a partnership with them. And that, I guess, that sort of level of trust and communication is what builds relationships to allow the both groups to come together to work towards solutions. Some of the, I guess, more nuanced understandings of the environment that they've been in help with a lot of the planning and execution of, I guess, mainstream science or research. And it's really emerging of the knowledge systems. Like, science can, because it is quite, it's an incremental process, much like Indigenous knowledge, but it just lacks a lot of the context and the detail that Indigenous knowledge has in places. So that's why we always advocate place-based research and co-design with communities.
In terms of teaching in the classroom, what will students gain from the teaching of Indigenous knowledge that they may otherwise be missing from a Western science-dominated curriculum?
It's really place-based curriculum. We all grow up in a certain area and we go to school and we learn a lot about history and science that was kind of not discovered here. And so we don't feel, there's a distance between that. And there's nothing wrong with learning those disciplines at all. I mean, I've got a degree and degrees in science and Western trained, if that's lack of a better description for it. But understanding the nuances in the environment around us, I think that's really special. And understanding that helps understand some of the principles that science tries to get across to students. You know, it makes it more real, more tangible when they can see it, you know, with their eyes, and they can go out to the environment and understand. But also that sort of specific knowledge, I guess it helps in the way it's transmitted, helps with kind of learning as well. It's not only learning specifically for the information, you can see the universal principles that come across, but also the way that knowledge is transmitted benefits some students, because not all of us can read and digest large things of text and formulas. Sometimes it's better to hear this orally and working out, walking and being just in the environment.
Here in Aotearoa, we pride ourselves a lot of the time on our education systems surrounding the history of relations between Māori and Pākehā. Are we doing enough currently to incorporate Mātauranga Māori in our science curriculums in our classrooms?
Probably not, but that's because they are different. It should be taught along science. Mākaranga Māori, you know, this is based on my opinion and opinion of a number of others. Not everyone shares this opinion. It's not a science. Science is science and Mākaranga is something else. But they are complementary. And even though the paper that we put out more takes a sort of a fundamental step back in the two knowledge systems, how you incorporate that in the classroom is going to take some work around that. And again, it comes back to being place-based. And really, that becomes a discussion between the schools and the place that they're in. So really, talking with community and those knowledge holders about what that might look like in the curriculum.
Globally, are we progressing enough at incorporating Indigenous perspectives and knowledge in climate policy?
Not really. I think, you know, I look at across to Australia, Indigenous Australians, they've been managing that landscape for, you know, tens of thousands of years. So they've had a large influence on the way that landscape looks. And when, I guess, British came and settled it, they didn't think that anyone had influenced the landscape. And so what they thought that naturally occurred, when in fact it was managed like that and had been managed like that for at least 40,000 years from understanding. And now they've gone and done a whole bunch of things. And, you know, with the way that colonisation came across, they've almost erased some of that knowledge from living memory. And now it's starting to come back and managing bushfires and the more local problems that you see that exacerbated by climate change. It's the drought situations, and I don't think, especially in the Pacific, where they are, climate change is happening right now. It's not just on their doorstep, it's actually happening. I don't think there's enough to incorporate Indigenous knowledge in the management of their ecosystems. It's at a high level in terms of global policy, but again, it comes down to how this is implemented and key messaging going forward. So that's where the work needs to be done, and figuring out how we do this. The signals are all out there that it needs to happen, but how we do this, that needs to be worked on.
You mentioned before needing to see Western science and Indigenous knowledge as separate from one another without being grouped into the same bubble, but also needing to be taught alongside one another. How do we ensure that there is enough space for both of these realms without falling into traps of comparing them or seeing one or the other as inferior or superior?
Yeah, so we didn't. It's not. They're just different. There's a lot of things that they're actually quite similar in. And where the rabid debate came about is really the sort of confusion, the superficial confusion between Indigenous knowledge and, say, creationism. And that's where a lot of the I guess the discourse came about, that we would reduce science and there'd be poor outcomes and the science wouldn't have a say, and that's not actually true. Indigenous knowledge has science-like components, and that Indigenous knowledge, and you go world over, that they look at the environment for clues. So it's very much an observational-based discipline. They're still looking to the environment, they're still making observations, they're still making measurements. There are aspects of it that are, I guess, more religious-like in terms of the metaphysical. You're talking about the Artuos or the God realm. But for most part, especially when it comes to practice, Indigenous knowledge is science-like. And I think that's where it complements science, where science has all the universal principles that we've talked about globally. So that we can all talk to one another, I guess, as scientists. But Indigenous knowledge really enriches science with its detail and its nuances. The key difference between science and Indigenous knowledge is that Indigenous knowledge tends to include the observer in what it's observing, whereas science takes a step back and looks at something without the impact of the observer. And that's something that I guess it's a key difference we've found. We'd hope by taking this different perspective to what had been said in the past might help to build that bridge, rather than fall on the two camps of, you know, it's all or nothing, where in fact it's that they're really quite complementary, and we'd like people to move forward with the discussion. That was my first and probably only written piece on Indigenous knowledge and science that I'll do, but because I really truly believe that it might help build that bridge so that we can restart conversations moving forward about how this might happen.
That was Amanda Black, co-director of Bioprotection Aotearoa, professor at Lincoln University and co-author of the research paper published in Science Journal titled Teach Indigenous Knowledge Alongside Science, speaking to me about her paper.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.